Its explosion resulted in several casualties, some of them fatal. I had not been informed of the discovery. A wise decision, I think, since the knowledge would have had, I'm sure, the most disturbing effect on my delivery. The studio where I sat was well below ground, and the only damage it suffered was the dislodgement of some plaster and a quantity of soot which temporarily obscured my script. I've frequently been accused of having made some audible comment at the time, the nature of which has varied in the reporting from the blasphemous to the obscene. I didn't. The voice which was heard was that of the duty officer in the corridor outside, who just said, "It's all right." I've often been asked to describe my feelings. Well, they were simply those of anybody in the services or out who was in danger with a job of work to do, too busy doing it to have time for the fear which came to one when unoccupied and powerless to retaliate. I must confess, however, to considerable relief when I found at the end that I was able to get out and join Roy Rich, who was on duty with me that evening, in a much-needed refresher.